Welcome into the Poetry Tavern, a place to discuss both reading and writing poetry, spotlighting new poems and ideas every week. Hello, and welcome into another episode of Poetry Tavern. I'm your host, Charlotte, as always, and this week we're going to be talking about poems to do with theatre. I really enjoy theatre, and we did dance a couple of weeks ago, and I found a bunch of, I found a bunch of theatre poems while I was doing dance poems, so I just thought, you know, let's get those in there now while I've got the love in my heart for them. Anyway, before I waffle on, let's get on to our first poem. The first poem today is Rehearsal Notes by Len Verley. Sorry, I assumed you were awake anyway. Let's try it without the heavy breathing towards the end of the scene in the garden. It distracts somehow. Just speak the words, there and elsewhere, as loudly or as quietly as they need to be spoken. Need in this context is vague, but do your best. Don't get me wrong, subtlety is not the goal, not on our budget, but an untested intensity will flounder somewhere between the prompter and the first row of the audience. They know the story too, after all, and it will be late by the time you face them. Don't gaze into the distance when the future is referred to. Don't hope when you speak of hope. Presumably it's not easy being us, but consider the alternatives. Have you looked around recently? In scene 4 you are passing an empty bowl around that must seem heavy, but overdo the heaviness and its emptiness is the final lingering effect. Do you see what I mean? I mean, use the sharp knives carefully. I mean, real tears don't mean you're acting well, just that you've lost yourself in yourself again. And when the script says scream, a step to the side and possibly a finger touch to the mouth will do. What I really like about this poem is it sort of, like, goes against what I think a lot of people think about doing theatre. Of like, oh, it's this really exaggerated art form. I mean, in the case of, like, musical theatre it is, but if you look at, like, you can find comparison videos online of, like, this is the different kind of acting required for different kind of environments. So it has to be big enough, when you're doing, like, theatre, but it's not musical theatre, you have to be big enough so that people can see it from far away, but not so big as it seems fake, which I think is a really difficult balance to keep, like, obviously, because you don't really think about things as you're doing them. Most of the time it's just sort of like an unconscious thing. You pick something up and it has a weight to it. But I think if you're pretending something has a weight to it, as in this poem where it talks about like the weight of the bowl, that's sort of like not a conscious choice you put in. And so when you pretend that it has weight, you go, oh, this has weight, let me lower my hand. But then you've got to think about how much your hand should be lowered, which is like a really specific thing, and you're probably talking while all this happening. So it's just such a, like, I just, like, love that it's sort of addressing this disparity of, like, oh, this is a thing that is important to do in theatre, but also people often think it's overly exaggerated. So, yeah, it's just, I like this poem, it's fun. This next poem is Of Modern Poetry by Wallace Stevens. The poem of the mind in the act of finding what will suffice. It has not always had to find. The scene was set, it repeated what was in the script. Then the theatre was changed to something else, its past was a souvenir. It has to be living, to learn the speech of the place. It has to face the men of the time and to meet the women of the time. It has to think about war and it has to find what will suffice. It has to construct a new stage. It has to be on that stage and like an insatiable actor, slowly and with meditation, speak words that in the ear, in the delicatest ear of the mind, repeat exactly that which it wants to hear, at the sound of which an invisible audience listens, not to the play itself, but to itself, expressed in an emotion as of two people, as of two emotions becoming one. The actor is a metaphysician in the dark, twanging an instrument, twanging a wiry string that gives sounds passing through sudden rightness, wholly containing the mind, below which it cannot descend, beyond which it has no will to rise. It must be the finding of a satisfaction, and may be a man skating, a woman dancing, a woman combing, the poem of the act of the mind. I don't know why, but this one felt a lot like a tongue twister as I was saying it. Like, I did a couple of takes, and even on that last one that I'm just going to accept, I made a couple of mistakes. But I think it, like, talks about the precision of language, so I think, like, that's a really interesting poem to be different. Difficult to say. Also, maybe I'm just struggling to speak today, but like, it's really interesting for it to be difficult to say and then be like, the precision of language is so important to the theatre. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of like talking about itself in circles, and it's like poetry is in and of itself an act of performance and theatre. And I'm a big enjoyer of spoken word poetry, hence why I speak poems every week, even if they're not mine. But I think, like, if you see poems designed for spoken word, there is an act of performance to them that lends to the poem. I was listening to a podcast, it was years ago now, and someone said that even when performing, like, music, the song isn't right the first time because it's about, like, how it hits the audience reaction. And so, like, artists will adapt how they perform songs based on audience reaction. But yeah, it's just such an interesting poem about that subject. Okay, so that brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you guys for listening. I am doing an episode on crows next week because I was looking at a picture of a crow earlier and it was cool and I like crows, and I assume most people like crows, but they are omens of death. So we shall see what the poems are saying about them. Anyway, thanks for coming in. See you, bye.